Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Episode of Fear for the Right Reasons, we're coming at you live from backstage at the Women Tell All. We kick off the drama pretty early with Medina still fired up at Leia for inserting herself into the Agegate drama. And the women were coming pretty hard for Leia. But does Medina finally understand what happened? Not so much. Here's what she told us after the show.
I think as a viewer, it was also frustrating to watch some of what went down because it didn't necessarily, I felt like we were missing something. And it felt like people were speaking maybe for you, obviously.
Yeah.
For you watching it back, was it really frustrating? Did you get more answers? Were you more confused?
I was so frustrated during watching. Now I'm still frustrated because I think I just feel like I was literally used as a prop. Like, at the end of the day, I'm allowed to feel how I want to feel. If you don't agree with it, that's completely fine. I didn't bring up how I felt in regards to how anyone else felt. So the fact that it was even taken and like talked about was kind of frustrating, but whatever. I think the fact that then that comment was said to me, and then I had two people who I'd known for 5 days, like coming at me, like wanting me to do different things. And I'm like, whoa, like I just opened up about this thing that people are like bashing me for, which I'm like, I'm allowed to have a feeling. And like, no one actually genuinely asked like why I feel pressure, which was frustrating. Like, so I think it was just super confusing because then it was like, I couldn't be out of it until Maria and Sydney stopped, which I don't have control over those two individuals because my name was in it. And it was so weird, like listening to everyone, my name. There was one episode I was laughing. I'm like, my name.
Oh my
but
God.
I was literally nowhere to be found.
Yeah.
And I think like, I definitely am the type of person.
On stage, Lauren admitted that she was the one who actually told Leia to shut the F up. And it ultimately leads to Leia leaving the stage in tears and Maria, of all people, comforting her. Let's hear from Maria about that moment and the women in general coming together.
On that same note, you loved your caption that you posted and you made a point to say, love for me doesn't mean you need to hate on anybody else. Why was that important for you to include? And on the side of maybe something with Rachel or whatever happened at that rose ceremony,
right,
but also overall with the other women at the Women Tell tonight, like how do you feel about how it all ended?
Well, that's something I've been like trying to like convey through my social media with posts and videos that I, whatever, but people are still not getting the hint because these girls have been getting so much abuse and like, it was just, it's something I just don't tolerate or condone in any way, shape, or form. And so having the chance to speak my mind on it at the Women Tell All while kind of coming together with Sydney and Leia, it just felt so much better to do it in front of their face and you know, woman to woman, and to let the people know that I stand with them and I support them. And just because, yeah, like you said, just because you love me doesn't mean you need to hate on someone else. And it doesn't look good when someone who is in support of me goes and brings someone else down, because that, it's just not something I like, and I don't like to see it. And yeah, I just wanted them to know that.
Going back to Medina for a minute, why did she even make that comment about her age to begin with? Well, there's more to that story too. Here's Medina again.
I personally placed a lot of pressure on myself for it just because I never really had like a family. Like, I'm not super close to my family, and it's not because any of us are like mad or anything at each other. We're just not close. And like,
yeah,
I so deeply desire to have my own family. My dad is also from Bangladesh, and family is like a huge thing there. Like, most people are married by the time that they're 18, but I think the actual stat is 51% of women will be married by 18. It's arranged marriages. My dad like still like jokingly tries to arrange a marriage for me. Like, he's like, I have men over in Bangladesh for you. Like, it is seen kind of like, what are you doing? Like, you're 31, you're single, you have no kids. Like, And I'm not speaking for all people from Bangladesh, but this is my personal experience with my dad. And so it is hard to talk to him. Like, going on this experience, he literally said he does not approve. He has not even asked me a question. He hasn't even acknowledged I was on the show. So like, it was hard. I did feel a lot of pressure going on here to like make it work, because it felt like it would have been embarrassing. And it was embarrassing, right? Like that, like, here I am doing this like kind of crazy thing in my dad's culture. So yeah, I think that those two things are definitely a big piece of it.
In the end, Jesse Prommer, he proved to be no Andy Cohen. And we still don't have too many answers on AgeGate. But we move on to Lexi, who talks about the positive reaction to her decision to leave the show and made everyone swoon when she said that Joey would give her a toolkit for when she had endometriosis flare-ups. So did she ever regret walking away from Joey? Jesse didn't really ask, but I did.
You did one of my favorite things a Bachelor contestant can do, which is self-eliminate. I just think it's a power move and you get your moment. Does that come with any sort of thinking of what could have been? Should I have stuck it out longer? How'd you know it was the right decision? And did you sit with it or dwell on it afterwards at all?
I did on the drive out to the airport. Like, I wondered if I should have given it an additional week. But after having time to reflect, I think a lot of that was just rooted in emotion, because you give so much to this journey. We had such an emotional conversation together. I think ultimately I'm confident in my decision, but at the time it was obviously an emotional choice.
And did she ever think it was unfair that Joey went on the show that ends in an engagement and had no plans to rush into marriage? I asked her that too.
Was there any part of you that felt disappointed or misled, might be too strong of a word, but that Joey's timeline was a little bit more delayed because the idea of the show is that it ends in an engagement and then that would lead to a wedding? Were you a little taken aback?
No, I think, you know, everyone's timeline is true to themselves, and I didn't know what his was before I came on. So I think it's fair that his answer would differ from mine. I think, you know, I'm glad I opened up about it when I did, and I'm glad we had that tough conversation so, you know, other people could stay here that aligned a little bit more with his timeline than I did. So no, I don't fault him at all. I think everyone has their own journey that they're marching towards, and it doesn't have to align with yours, but the person that I ultimately end up with, it will, and that's all that matters.
And finally, does she have any intel into when Joey had eyes for Daisy and Kelsey A? While Daisy kind of seemed obvious to the audience, Lexi says she knew he had love for Kelsey A much earlier than we saw.
We have Daisy and Kelsey A as our final two ladies left. From your perspective as someone who, you know, did get to see some of these connections form, are you surprised they're the final two? Was there ever a moment when you were like, oh, I'm confident either one of those two are going to go far?
You know, I always saw him and Kelsey A have a strong connection from night one. I think I also saw it with Daisy, though, in a lot of ways. Kelsey A and I were a little bit closer. And so I got to see her. I got to hear about their connection. And, you know, I think he's left with a very difficult decision. They both bring unique things to the table, and they're both wonderful in many ways. And so I ultimately just hope he's happy.
Jen was in the hot seat next, and I honestly thought her segment with Jesse and her family was great. When I talked to her, it was mostly about Joey, and she truly has only nice things to say about Joey and insists, really insists, that she was falling in love with him. She needed her friends to bring her ice cream and all, which, sorry, Jen, I'm not quite so sure about. So I'm going to jump to Maria, who got quite the warm reception despite the drama. She joked about her dad putting a hit on Joey, and I think they're setting her up to be the Bachelorette. But I wanted to get some intel on why she pulled Joey at her final rose ceremony.
What was it like watching everything back tonight, and how long did it take you to kind of maybe shake any sort of feeling you had or any sense of, you know, regret that you didn't tell Joey what you were feeling during your hometown date? And you obviously did it at that rose ceremony. Did you like dwell on that for a while? Do you feel like it happened the way it should? Like, how do you feel about it now?
Exactly that. I think, you know, looking back, watching it has been my closure. And I think everything played out exactly how it should have played out. I think our relationship ran its course. And I got to a point where I was like, you know, I was pulling stunts, like trying to leave. And like, we were just all over the place. And I just think it was the right time to do it. I don't want to look at it as a regret. I said what I said. And I don't regret it, because I didn't want to leave with any regrets, and I would have regretted not saying it. And maybe it was the bad timing, but it is what it is. And I'm happy that, I'm happy how things have played out for sure.
And how Rachel, who we obviously know joins us after her elimination from Joey, feels about that moment that Bachelor Nation tried to make tense between her and Maria.
I thought it was definitely unfair that you got any heat for being the one upset about when Maria pulled Joey at that final row ceremony, that final four row ceremony. The vibe to me watching was like all three of you were like, what the heck's going on? And maybe a little annoyed. What was the vibe between the three of you? And what has it been like for you to kind of navigate maybe some unfair discourse?
Yeah, you have to kind of think about it in this way. We're exhausted at these ceremonies, right? And there's no, we all understand that we're tired. So if you see the interaction, Maria and I were fine. We kissed when I left and it was all good. It was a valid question, in my opinion. I think, you know, we're all nervous going into the ceremony, and she was also valid to pull him. So you can do whatever you want in this world. And I do think it's sad that I was getting some heat for that, but I said what I said, and I'm not going to cower away from that. And Maria was fine with what I said.
Speaking of Rachel, who we obviously again saw get sent home last night and then rush onto stage, how does she feel now watching it all back?
What has it been like to relive everything, how your journey ended, and then to see Joey? Do you feel closure? Tell me how you're feeling.
It was definitely harder than I thought it was going to be rewatching everything. I knew when I would see Joey, it was going to be just as we were. It was just that safeness, that sense of home, and there was just pure love between the both of us. But leaning into my emotions and allowing myself to feel what I was feeling took a lot out of me, but it was such a beautiful experience. And I didn't need closure from him. I knew it was going to be a wonderful reunion between the both of us, and that's exactly what it was.
And to close out, let's hear from Joey about how he feels going into the ending after Jesse Palmer concluded it was simply too heartbreaking for him to even watch the promo.
How are we feeling now as the ending approaches? Are we excited? Are we nervous? Could there be any fallout to the choice? Are you in your head about it at all?
I mean, for me, I can't even tell you if there was a choice. So you know that, but it's always like I have a level of excitement because I am ready to get to being back to Joey again. Joey the Bachelor has been so fun, but this is a lot. It's a lot to go through. It's a lot to take in from time to time. And I'm just ready to have the answer and everything be out there, whatever happened, whatever people think, all these different theories. I'm ready for it to all be to rest, and I can kind of know and have whatever it was be coming out, and then we can just kind of move forward.
Thank you for tuning into this week's episode of Here for the Right Reasons. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and come back next week for Joey's quote, unprecedented finale.